What's up, guys? Back at you again. More developments here as the World War III drums continue to beat louder here on this world stage. What we have, though, is developments on the front inside of Russia, where Ukraine is claiming that with these new weapon capabilities, they've been able to strike more depots deep inside of Russia. Now, there are three big ones that were situated deeper than the one we'd witnessed last time with the mushroom cloud. And it looks like they've hit for sure one. They're claiming two of those facilities. They're saying that two other sites overnight got rocked deep within Russia, and that these locations are the locations that supply their front lines with all the weaponry. So they're trying to hit them hard in these places. Remember, they're going deep into Russia, and our government released a statement saying that they look to take the war, or the Ukraine did, that they look to take the war to the Russian people. And we all know the West is backing this and pushing this full-fledged. It's no secret at this point, and it's pretty much Russia versus NATO. And that is what is said to stack up to be World War III. You've got like 30 countries out of Europe that's a part of that, and then the United States and Canada. So them saying that they're looking to take the war directly to the Russian people is kind of ominous, because I'm telling you, that means America, the American people, they're all fair game at this point. Russia's going to say your people are no different than ours. If you want to attack and target our civilian population, we're going to do the same. So you need to be prepared for that. Plus, our army, the Navy itself, just dropped a new manual, and it's showing how pretty much the whole army is being told they need to pick it up. You need to be prepared to go to war with China. So it looks like they think that through this whole proxy of Ukraine, they think that they can chip away at Russia somehow and get in there. But within the next couple of years, they expect to be in full-blown war with China. Per this manual, they say that China's built up a military that is designed to defeat ours specifically. And that in the last decade, they've been popping off ships, warships, carriers, drones, all types of stuff, nuclear stuff, at breakneck speed. And they're set to have more vessels than our Navy now. So if our Navy even tried to go over and counter them invading Taiwan, they wouldn't even have enough vessels to do it. Imagine that. That's where we sit right now here on this world stage. It's where they got us. So China, Russia, obviously on the same side and all this. And this ain't looking too good. It just feels like at any time, any moment, something big is going to happen here on the home front in America. And be blamed on them as a response. But join me on the live stream. We're going to break this down in further detail. Going live Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Talking about this and a whole lot more. I hope to see you guys there. Much love.